Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you are all having an amazing, beautiful, abundant day. I am actually recording this episode on a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning. I have my iced coffee with me. I did my morning routine. And today is actually International Self-Care Day. So you already know I'm about to self-care like no other all day today, which I'm so excited for, even though I feel like every day is a self-care day for me. But I digress. I am so excited for this week's episode because I am so passionate about this topic. So as you could tell from the title of this episode, I am talking all about my must-do manifestation habits for creating your new reality or for creating your dream life. And I'm really excited because although this is something that I talk about often and it pretty much makes up the foundation for everything that I teach in my business and with my clients, I've never shared it from this perspective. And basically what we're doing today is we're going back in time a bit, back to 2-3 years ago, and I'm going to be sharing with you all of the things that I did back in the day when my life looked completely different than what it is today, and sharing what I used to do back then in order to create and call in the life that I have now. And I wanted to share what I used to do back then because I know it's easier said than done to like practice these habits and implement these principles when your life is already where you would like for it to be, or it's kind of already in a good space. It's so much harder and so much more challenging to do these things when, let's say, your current reality looks completely different than what you would like for it to be. I never realized that I've never quite shared what I used to do back then in detail. So I'm going to be sharing with you everything that I used to do on a daily basis to help me manifest my life and my reality that I am living in today. So I'm super excited to get into it. I hope that you enjoy. I hope that you find these manifestation habits helpful and useful in your own journey. If you do enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes review, screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, or send this episode to anyone who you think may enjoy or benefit from this conversation. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into it. So this week's episode was actually inspired by a conversation that I had between myself and God and the universe the other morning as I was getting ready for the day. I decided to express my gratitude verbally as opposed to writing it in my journal, and I just began having this conversation and stating what I was grateful for and all of that. And with that, it led me to begin reflecting on how far I've truly come in my life, and I really just had a moment of deep reflection and deep realizations. And I think what happens a lot of times when we are so focused on what's left to be done and what more we want to achieve and where we're trying to go next, that we forget where we are right now is what we used to pray for, and that we are sitting in previous prayers. Along with reflecting on how far I've come, it also led me to think about how I used to feel a few years ago and what my life really looked like and what things I did back then that helped me to manifest this new reality for myself and this dream life that I'm now living. And it dawned on me that I've never really shared with you guys in detail, step by step, the things that I used to do on a daily basis every single day that inevitably led me to manifesting this life that I have now. And I wanted to share these must-do daily manifestation habits with you guys because, like I said, it's so much easier to do these things and to feel positive and to count your blessings and to take aligned action. However, when your current reality doesn't look the way you want it to look, it can be a real challenge to do these things. But that is when it's the most important to do these things. Okay, so before I get into the manifestation habits and all of the things that I did on a daily basis, I just want to recap what my life looked like back then, just for anyone who's listening to the podcast for the first time and they're not really aware. So basically, 2 to 4 years ago, I was very lost in life. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was jumping from job to job, searching for happiness, fulfillment, and all of the jobs that I pretty much had were 9 to 5 jobs. Some were very toxic environments, some were very stressful job environments, stressful workload, and in short, all of the jobs that I had were unaligned, unfulfilling, and were detrimental to my mental health and all of that. And so I was constantly, you know, jumping from job to job, just searching for my purpose, searching for fulfillment and all of that. And then aside from that, my life outside of work was a hot ass mess. I definitely did not have the right people in my life. I didn't have any self-confidence, self-love, and as a result, that reflected in every other aspect of my life. My home living situation was a mess. I was not in a healthy environment at all. It was very hostile and toxic, and just in short, every aspect of my life was not where I wanted it to be. And I constantly felt like I was stuck and I was trapped, and I wanted my life to change. I wanted it to be different. I wanted to live a different life, and I had no idea how to get there, what I needed to do, what needed to be done. And it was just a very frustrating time in my life because I, at this point in my life, I was aware to the toxicness in my life. I was aware to the fact that I wasn't happy doing whatever I was doing. I was aware to the fact I didn't have great people in my life, but I was missing the next step, which was how to create that change. And slowly I started reading books, listening to podcasts, and opening my mind to these tools that I now practice in my everyday life. And slowly learning about how to use them to create a new reality for myself. And so with that in mind, I implemented these things on a daily basis, and this is how I transformed my reality and created my dream life. So the first must-do manifestation habit is actively shifting your perspective. So of course, everything that I teach, everything that I talk about, it all starts with your mindset first. And in the very beginning of this journey, before my life looked the way that it does now, I had to actively shift my perspective all the time. I had to force myself to look at the things in my life from a perspective of gratitude. And the reason why I'm emphasizing actively is because when your current reality isn't what you want it to be, chances are there are things in your life that you can complain about or that you don't like or that you wish were different. When you focus on the things in your life that you hate, that you don't like, that you wish were different, what you are doing is attracting more of that into your life because what you focus on, you attract, as manifestation states. So I knew that if I continued to focus on the fact that I didn't have the right people in my life, or I wasn't happy, or I didn't like, you know, my home or my work situation, I knew that I would continue to attract attract more things in my life for me to dislike. The first thing that I had to do was shift my perspective. And what that looked like was forcing myself to find the silver linings in these undesired situations and circumstances in my life. And the things that I was able to find gratitude in was the fact that my job allowed me to pay my bills. It allowed me to invest in myself. It allowed me to pay for my coaching program that I got certified from. It provided health insurance. And also I learned a lot of things between all of these jobs in different industries that I am in. Oh my God. If you hear that, my cats are banging on my door, but I locked them out because they make too much noise. Oh my gosh, that really scared me. Anyways, as I was saying, I learned a lot in all of these different industries that I was in, and now I apply it in my own business. I really had to force myself to focus on the blessings, because if all I did, aside from, you know, if I were to have only focused on the negative, I would be attracting more negative in my life. Aside from that fact, I knew if all I did was focus on the negatives of, you know, my job or my home situation or any other aspect of my life, I would always see myself as the victim and I would not have the ability to create change. Must do manifestation habit number 2 is create sacred rituals and routines for yourself. Back in the day, my rituals and routines is what helped me to cope with my current reality. A quick example of a routine or a ritual that I used to have, I would wake up extra early just so I could have time, go to my favorite coffee shop before work, spend some time listening to a podcast or do some journaling or anything personal development related, because that is what made me feel good at the time and that is what helped me to keep up a positive mindset. Now, was it ideal for me to wake up extra early just so I could do this? No, but I had to do what I could do with what I had, and I had to carve out time for myself to do the things that I knew would A, make me feel better about my current reality, and B, help me to change my reality. And other rituals and routines that really helped me to manifest my dream life was obviously my morning routine, doing weekly reflections to progress my growth and what I need to work on or what I need to change or how my life is slowly changing, working out, finding moments to create those feelings that you want to feel. Must do manifestation habit number 3 is to curate your environment. This was so crucial for me when my life looked completely different than it was. It was so helpful in keeping me inspired, keeping me motivated, and keeping me grounded in manifesting a new reality for myself when I had little things in my space and in my environment to remind me of what I was working towards. So what I did to create my environment and make it a little bit better is I would bring crystals to work. I would have inspirational quotes at my desk and I would just have little things at work that brought me joy and that made me happy. And when I was living in a rundown little studio apartment that was so not high vibe, I created like a little sacred corner for myself where I could do my spiritual practice, or that, you know, when I looked at it, it made me feel good. And I would add these little things in my environment that I knew brought joy to me, brought me inspiration, and doing this helps so much. So must do manifestation habit number 4, I believe we're on, is following your intuition. The thing with following your intuition is that sometimes it's not going to make sense to the outside world. Sometimes it's not going to fit into society standards. And sometimes it may look like you're going backwards. But if you choose to follow your intuition, it is inevitably going to lead you down where you are meant to be. At this time in my life, I was jumping from job to job. I had accumulated pretty good experience. I was working some pretty high level positions. I was making good money. I had benefits. But like I said, I wasn't happy and I knew that this was not what I was meant to be doing. So around this time, I got the intuitive nudge that maybe I needed to step away from the 9-to-5 type of life and find something else to do. All of these 9-to-5 jobs that I had didn't allow me the time or the energy energy to work on my side hustle. And that's not to say if you have a 9-to-5 and a side hustle, you can't do it. There's plenty of people who are making it work. Personally, for me, that wasn't part of my journey. All of the jobs that I had were mentally draining, emotionally draining, and by the time I got home, I didn't want to do anything. I was completely depleted and I had no energy to give in my business. And so my intuition told me, get a entry-level part-time job that's easy, that's fun, and that you will have so much more time to work on your business. Now, when I got this intuitive nudge, I almost felt that I was going backwards. And I felt like, why would I do that to myself when I'm 20-something years old? I have all of this experience. It doesn't make sense for me to find an entry-level job that someone straight out of college or straight out of high school would have. I felt like I would, you know, be judged or looked at as less than because of that. What my intuition knew that I couldn't quite understand then is that there is a bigger picture in mind to think of, and the bigger picture was my business, my career, and the life that I wanted to build for myself. Eventually, I listened to my intuition. And I found a front desk job at a yoga studio, which is the last job that I've ever had before going full-time in my business. And even though it may have looked like I was going backwards to the outside world or compared to society standards, taking this job helped me manifest my new reality, and it helped me get to where I am today, because what this job gave me that none of my other full-time jobs could give me, it opened up so much more free time for myself to build my business, to work on my business, to do all of that. I had so much more energy. I was no longer depleted or mentally and emotionally draining. It was a healthy and positive work environment. It also contributed to my personal growth and my mindset, and it was a very healing environment to be in. I also met so many amazing people because of this job. I've met friends here. I've met people that have helped me in my business now and that continue to help me in my business now. And because I worked here, more people found out about my podcast and what I do, and as a result, grew my business. So, like I said, even though it may have looked like I was going backwards, by taking an entry-level job like this and taking a pay cut and I no longer had benefits, it's helped me create this life that I have now. And I know that I wouldn't have been able to create this had I not listened to my intuition. And I'm so, so grateful that I did. And I didn't allow my ego to stop me because I was afraid of what people would think or look at me less than. Because now I'm living out my dreams and I've created a successful business because of following my intuition. And I just wanted to share this example because, again, your intuition may not make sense sometimes, or it may seem like it's taking you backwards, but your intuition always understands the bigger picture in mind, and it understands things that you may not be able to understand at the moment, but once you look back, you realize why it was leading you where it was leading you. And my last must-do manifestation habit is to seek mentors and guidance from people who are already doing what it is that you want to be doing. So I saw a quote the other day that said, you need to hang out with people who fit your future, not your history. Hang out with people who inspire you and force you to level up. And I completely 100% agree with this quote. I know there are some people who say, oh, my friends or the people that I hang out with don't influence me. I'm my own person. I have my own mind. And I don't agree with this statement, and let me tell you why. I used to have a friend, and I didn't necessarily agree with the way she lived her life. I didn't agree with some of the choices that she made per se, but I liked her as a person. I liked her as a friend. And I used to tell myself the same thing. Like, I am my own person. I do my own thing. What she does, like, I may not like it, but it has no impact on my life. But what I will say is all it takes is for you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time for you to be impacted by another person's decisions or actions. Also, when you surround yourself with people who move funny or who move a certain way or who have a certain reputation, unfortunately, that reputation may fall on you as well. People assume if you are hanging around certain people who live a certain way or do certain things, they're going to naturally assume that you do those things too, or you live your life that way, and they treat you based on those assumptions. And is that fair? No. Is that right? No. But that's just the way things are. And that experience with that friend that I had made me realize how important it is to seek mentors and surround yourself with people who inspire you to be better. So what I had to do a few years ago is I had to seek out mentors online, because at the time there wasn't really anyone in my life that I could look up to or that I felt inspired by. So I had to find it elsewhere. And for me, that was online. So I started, you know, following people online who either had the lifestyle that I wanted, or they were doing the things that I wanted to do, or they had the mindset that I wanted to have. And I started following mentors and life coaches and listening to podcasts. And I eventually worked with, you know, life coaches and mentors. And this is such a game changer. I hate that phrase, game changer, but it really is. There's something that happens when you are in the energy of people that inspire you. And what I can say for my journey is when I started to be in the energy of my mentors and my life coaches and started working with them, that is when things really began to manifest in my reality. And I started to call in those experiences that I have been wanting to have for so long. When you are in that energy, it just amplifies your manifestations and it calls them in so much more quickly. I've seen it happen with myself. I've seen it happen with clients who work with me. I look at mentors, life coaches, thought leaders, energy healers. I look at them as the gateway or the golden ticket to getting you to where you want to be. They have already done what it is that you want to do, or they are already where it is that you desire to be. They've already learned the lessons, they've already gone through it. And when you are in their energy and you are working with them, you get to utilize everything they've learned in their journey and apply it to your journey. But the difference is it doesn't have to take as long as it took them, which is why I look at life coaches and mentors as the golden ticket. It's the fast track to your dream life. And this is exactly what I help my one-on-one clients with in the Dream Life Architect. I take everything that I've learned in the last few years, everything that I talked about today, all the lessons, all the things that I had to do, and I put it together in a beautiful mentorship, and I allow my clients to be in my energy and to use everything that I've learned and apply it in their life in a span of 5 months. So you're going from 5 years of work and getting your results in 5 months. If I can get to where I want to be in 5 months versus 5 years, you damn right believe I am going to do that, which is why I now work with my own coaches and mentors, because as I am trying to elevate to a new level, I seek out mentors who have already done what I want to do, and it gets you there faster and quicker. So if you are interested in getting to where you want to be quickly and efficiently and be living your dream life, definitely check out the Dream Life Architect. It is your golden ticket to your dream life, living your dream reality, and all of that. So many wonderful people have already applied, and I'm so excited to begin working with them. So spots are filling up really, really quickly and really fast, at least for this round. And with all that being said, these are my five must-do manifestation habits that I do on a daily basis. Without these things, I wouldn't be living the life that I'm living now. When I do have those moments of reflection, it's such a full circle moment for me to remember, like, where I used to be and where I am now, because I remember those feelings and those moments so vividly, you guys. I remember driving to work every morning and the anxiety that I would feel knowing that I was stepping into a very toxic work environment. I remember how I would feel leaving work every day, feeling mentally exhausted and on the brink of a breakdown practically every day. I remember, you know, those moments where I just prayed for having my own space, my own peace of mind, and living a life where I would be able to live the life of my dreams and do what I want and have what I desire. And now it's here in my life. It seems like it happened so fast, but at the same time, it seems like my old life is lifetimes ago, and it's just a trip. That's all I can say. It's just a full circle moment. And part of my mission is to help as many people experience these moments in their own life and create their dream life and feel what it feels like to live out their dreams, because it is the most beautiful feeling. Anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. You already know what to do if you did. And if you are interested in applying for the Dream Life Architect, the link to that will be in the show notes. It's also in my Instagram bio, and you can always send me a DM if you have any questions. With all that being said, I hope that you have an amazing week. And until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.